You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, welcome back to my lovely wife, Rachel. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Actually, not doing too bad. I just keep saying how these weeks just fly by. It was only like last week we sat down to chat.
Yeah.
And I think actually, well, we finished last time. We were asked about how we met. And so now people are following up with a bit of curiosity. What happened after the opera? But I thought I'd better remind, I don't think you need reminding, because of course we went to the opera, Rigoletto. Well, you'll remember the first thing that happened, don't you?
Well, I admit I am quite conservative, and the curtains go up and the first scene is, I'll let you say, because I'm conservative.
So for whatever reason, as part of the interpretation, long, short, butt naked guy lying on the couch.
I mean, literally butt.
But yeah, literally butt out. It was quite funny. I mean, I'm not particularly prudish. I just thought it was quite funny. It's just sort of trying to make an impression on someone. So there, you know, it was a tough competition from there on in, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
So no, I think after that, actually, we ended up in Mission Bay, didn't we? We went and got a coffee or a hot chocolate and went for a walk. It was just lovely, lovely memories, actually.
It was indeed. And then we kind of dated as a couple for the next 4 long years. By this time, I was very in love, and Simon was, were you still unsure?
I'm a bit slow, I have to admit. I suppose I can't say it's not been a frustration for us, but I know you were getting frustrated going, well, what's taking them so long?
Yeah. So, but I guess what we reflect on is because I have 5 children, it just was a good time for the kids to get to know you. And you moved to various places, and by coincidence, you ended up buying an apartment that was right next door to my house. You'd been looking, and then you saw this property and said, what do you think of this? I said, oh, that's my neighbor.
That's so, right. I remember that because, yeah. Because when I got elected, I moved very swiftly into the electorate and then, renting. And actually, I had wonderful landlords. If they're listening, you were absolutely wonderful because I started in one place, but then they wanted to renovate. And I was like, oh, okay. And they said, oh, we've got this other place. We've got, it was a huge, like a 3-bedroom apartment. It was huge, little old me banging around in it. You remember that?
Yep. And then you, yeah, with your intention to buy, and then you had been looking, and then one came up and it happened to be next door to me. But that was, I think that was really great. It was great for the kids too, because for 18 months you were my neighbour, and just that was a nice way for the kids to get to know you better. Yeah, the whole time they kind of hung out a bit with you and that. So, yeah, it was good.
And it was coincidence. You know, I don't want to make this a case of the lady doth protest too much, but it was actually quite coincidental. But I remember, gosh, a few weeks after moving in, rediscovered some stairs between the properties. I dug them out. And so, yeah, the kids, yeah, and Rachel too, of course, at times, but could easily pop down. And so off in the afternoons, because I had Sky TV, you didn't, so the kids might come down and watch some appropriate TV, and I'll put the barbecue on.
Cook us dinner, yeah, at the barbecue, or yeah, you come up, whatever, it was good. It was good.
Because you had a change of circumstance somewhat during that time as well. You moved into what was a very small place temporarily.
For a while, yeah. And then came back, yeah. So there was a bit of, I think between us, I counted in the, how many years were we dating? 5 years, that between us we moved 7 times. Although I still own my property and we had renters in and various things, but that's another whole story.
It was a lot
going on.
There was a lot going on, and quite a lot of flux. I mean, it was sort of, we joke about it at one level, but it was also quite difficult because with me traveling so much, I'm away often, and when I'd come back, you know, tired, and so then trying to find time to go out on dates and catch up. I mean, we did, but it has challenges.
Yeah, but yeah, we could go 4 or 5 days without seeing each other. We tried to talk on the phone most days, but it was hard.
I think most days we did, but I mainly from my side, there were times where you're in the house, as in the Chamber of Parliament, and you're there till late, and if you're exhausted, so didn't always get the call through. But we maintained it. Although you at the end were like, "Are you ever going to ask the question?" I mean, basically, we were up north, weren't we, at a beach, and you effectively gave me a kick up the butt.
Yeah, and said, well, if we're not going to get married, then just I'll be upset, but that's it. So finally,
I decided to pop the question. You know what? I'm going to leave listeners dangling about how we pop the question, because I think it's quite funny, but it'll take me a little bit to explain. So maybe we can pick that up
another time.
But anyway, yeah. It's great to have you on.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the weekend, actually. It's going to be a nice, quiet, well, relatively quiet time for both of us, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be good.
Well deserved. This young one here, Rachel, she's been working very, very, very hard. Makes me look like a slug. So I think we're looking forward to a chance to go out for some nice walks and chill.
Sounds good.
It'll be good. All right, love. Catch you later.
Bye.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.